Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bishus Avi Meiri. It's nice to be back in the Torah way. Pick a topic, which I think is a fascinating topic. I heard a shiur of Rabbi Fran many, many years ago, and I came across it recently, so I thought it would be relevant. I'll explain why. If you look at the first makor, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on the Chodesh Elul, the Kitzur says, "Noyagin leilech be'erev Rosh Hashanah achas tefilas shacharis." The minhag is on erev Rosh Hashanah after shacharis to go to the Beit Hakvaros. So go to the Beit Hakvaros, to the cemetery. Yishkateach al kivrei hatzadikim, tzadikim, to prostrate on the graves of tzadikim, the noisim shom stocha, the stocha there, la'aniyim, umarbin tachanunim, la'orer tzadikim. And we supplicate, we daven, la'orer to arouse the tzadikim, ha'kadeshim, ha'sheh ba'orek, to the buried there, she'am nitzu tzayu ba'adei nubiyim ha'din. They should intercede on our behalf on the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Kitzur carries on and says, V'gam machmas shumokim kvur ha'tzadikim. Also, because it's a place, the Beit HaKvaros is a place where tzadikim are buried, ha'mokim hu kodesh v'tohar, the very place is kodesh v'tohar, v'hatzfila mukubele shom b'yoyse. And therefore, tzvila is auspicious there, it's heard better over there, the Yosel Ad Maskodesh, and that's the Indian to go to various famous translation to daven there. The Yasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Chesed Bizkus HaTzadikim, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a Chesed with us in the Zuchus of the Tzadikim who are buried there. And importantly, this is something I always tell when we go to Poland with the school trips, to tell the Talmudim when we go to visit the graves there, that you're not davening to the Tzadikim. Aval al yosim magmose neged hameis mashoim. You're not davening to the Tzadikim. Yikorev hadodosh shiye bichlal v'zayir shalam eisim. That's kimas avoid zorah. Ach yivakish mashem yisporach sheyirachim olof v'zkut ha-tzadikim shoim in the Rav yivavim tzadikim shoim. In the Zuchus of the Tzadikim buried there, that he should listen to our Tzadikim and Tzadikim.
Okay.
So therefore the minute in certain Erev Rosh Hashanah, but certainly also throughout Elul, is to go to the Beit HaKvaros and to daven there in anticipation of the Yom HaDin. In fact, in school, in Hasidim, after Sukkot, Yisrael Chanukah, we have an influx of Rosh Yeshivas who come to interview the board. And there's one Rosh Yeshiva who told me, he happens to be a very successful Rosh Yeshiva. He's the head of a sort of a modern American type yeshiva. And very, very successful. He's very insightful in our area. He's a remarkably impressive educator. And I once said to him, what's the source of your success? How come you were, where's the Hatzlacha? How do you do it? So he says, it's just his mind. But he goes to the Beit HaKvaros every Rosh Chodesh Elul. His holiday goes up north, Tzfat, and other places, he doesn't there. But he told me recently that the last 2 years, he started off 5 years or so, that Chinuch has become so much more tricky than it was in previous generations, he feels he has to go on Erev Rosh Chodesh Av as well. He goes twice. Anyway, that's the Indian, that's the springboard, if you like, the Yonah Diyoma. And now let's get into the topic of Kehanim, the Sivrei Tzadikim. We know that being a Kohen is a very privileged position. How many Kohanim are here? One? Two. Proud. The privileged position. However, in addition to being privileged, one gets your own position, we're Mechabatim, the Kiddashta, if you open the door, you let the Kohen go in first. There are, if you like, some drawbacks. One of the drawbacks, that if a person were to go to the Beit HaKvaros, there are restrictions. You can't stand at a certain distance from the fire, you can't go into a house, where there are mason, into a hospital where there are mason, etc., etc. So there are restrictions. So, what is the Makar? The Makar is, of course, a Pasuk Emor. The Pasuk says in paragraph 2, Vayoma Hashem el Moshe, Emor el HaKvehanim, Bnei Aaron v'amarat alem the nefesh lo yitamo va'amo. Coming the Talmud, the Rambam says that Kol Kohen Shenitma, the next source, Kol Kohen Shenitma Lameis, Chutz Mishisha Meisim HaMafroshim B'Torah Yishvei, that if a Kohen Tamei, for a relative, for anyone who is not one of the seven relatives, i.e. spouse, father, mother, brother, son, daughter, the Eidim of a Hasra, if there are Eidim, he's warned not to be Mitamei, how is there Leike, describe Malchus, Shenemar, based on the above Pasuk, Shenemar, L'nefesh lo yitamo ba'amo. The Echad HaNogea, the Mesa, the Amayla, no, so whether you actually touch the Mesa, whether you go into the room with the Mesa, you carry the Mesa, make a difference. So it seems to be black and white that a Kohen, apart from the seven relatives, is not allowed to be Mitamei the Mesa. However, there seems to be Makoros that a Kohen is allowed to go to the Kever of a Tzaddik, or even to be Mitamei and to actually touch the Mace itself. And there are Makoros for it. We'll see soon that in 1920, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe passed away. Shalom Doig. He was the father of the Shver of the famous Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was the last Lubavitcher. He died in 1920. Now, at the time, one of the Rosh Hashivas, the Torah Bazaar, was a Rav called Rav Rifkin. And he was a Lubavitcher Chosid, as well as being one of the Rosh Hashivas of the Torah Bazaar. And he noticed that many Lubavitcher Chosidim were Matame themselves at the Leviat. And, you know, they were Matame themselves. In other words, they didn't stand apart. They actually went into the Ohel, or they touched the mace, or they carried the mace, or whatever it was. And he wrote an essay to try and justify, to explain why perhaps it would be mutter. So we'll try and explore that a little bit, and we'll see what the contemporary psak is. But what's the Makoros? What's the early Makoros that a Kohen can be, or can go to Kivrei Tzaddikim? So the first Makoros, the first source, is a fascinating medrash. It's a Yalkut in Mishlei. Take a look at paragraph 3. The medrash says, "My Sahoya, there was an incident with Rabbi Akiva. He was imprisoned, he was captive in a prison. Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, he was a student of Rabbi Kiva, and he would help him, he would serve Rabbi Kiva. Now, Erev Yom HaKippurim, Niftem Imenu V'Holach L'Beisan, Erev Yom Kippur, the Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, left the prison, and he went home. It's Erev Yom Kippur, it's a busy day. For Eliyahu, and Eliyahu Anovi came, for Omad al Pesach Beisrei, he came to the home of Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, Omalei, and he said to him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, so Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi said, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Omalei, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Omeiri, Omalei, Kumat Tzorech, who are you? Omalei, so Eliyahu Anovi said, I'm a Kohen, which should not surprise us, because Eliyahu Anovi comes from Pinchas, who of course was a Kohen. Uvasi lahagid lachosh Rabbi Akiva meis b'beis v'asurim. And I've come to tell you that Rabbi Akiva has died in the beis v'asurim. So here we have the yotzeit of Rabbi Akiva, Erev Yom Kippur. Miyav holchu shneim beis v'asurim. Both of them, Eliyahu Anovi and the Talmud of Yeshua HaGarsi, went to the prison. Umotzu pesach shar beis v'asurim posuach. Now of course, he was in prison at the time the Romans were persecuting Klal Yisrael. This took place, of course, soon after Shabbat Sheni. Akiva lived before, during, and after Shabbat Sheni. So this was in his death. He was already, the Kubbin had happened, and he was in prison. The Sar Beis Hasura Hari Yoshev, they wanted to try and get him. They wanted to try and bury Rabbi Akiva. So it happened that the prison guard was sleeping, and everyone else in prison was sleeping. They put Rabbi Akiva onto a coffin. The yotzu, and they went. The miyab nitzal Eliyahu zal the notan al tefos. Eliyahu took Rabbi Akiva and he put him on his shoulders, and he to take him out. Uchesherah Rabbi Yeshua, Talmud saw that. On the lady Eliyahu says Eliyahu Novi. Rebbe, Bahalei Emesh, Marat, Yisheken, Yisrael. Yesterday you told me you're a Kohen. So how can you be Matami of a Kohen? Also Latami B'meis. A Kohen cannot be Matami L'meis. Omaloi, so he said to him, Vayecho Rabbi Yeshua B'ni Chas V'Shalom She'ein Tumah B'Tamidei Chachomim V'Ach B'Tamideihem. There is no Tumah for Tamidei Chachomim, and certainly a so you have him occur, who says that Tamidei Chachomim Tzaddikim are not Tamid, and then you are not being up a Kohen. He was in the Tamid born. Oh, okay, we're going to come to that in a second. Very good, very, very good. Just by the way, I just thought one shouldn't digress, but I've heard that Gilead Yom, giving a Gilead Yom, and then you are not coming. Rodman, I think you should say that if you have an idea of not giving a shir, that's already a Gilead Yom. I just had a Gilead Yom. You've all met someone who's had a Gilead Yom. That's what you're doing. You should say the idea. I once heard from our Roberts, that sometimes Elio Anovi is called Elio HaTishvi, and sometimes it's called Elio HaGilodi. What's the difference? There is a halakhic problem. Many times in Gemara we say Teiku. What does Teiku mean? Teiku means let it stand. Don't know, let it stand. But it also stands for Tishvi Yitaritz Kushus Beboyim. Who's Tishvi? Tishvi is Eliyahu Novi. He'll come into Yitaritz for the question. But there's a problem. We know that Torah is Lo B'Shamayim. So how on earth can he come in Yitaritz? He asks the question. Torah is Lo B'Shamayim. He's not allowed to. Famous Tanu Shalach Boy. Yeah, a bus call can come out. Same Halach. He's not listening to it. So how's it going to help? Eliyahu Novi is going to come along. Characteristics of Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi is Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi, that's a hymn of a heavenly part of Eliyahu Novi. But there's also Eliyahu HaTishvi. Here it's like a resident of the world. And therefore, to that extent, it's not a problem of Torah Lava Shemai. And that's why Dafka, when it says Teiku, it's Dafka Teiku, not Nevu, Neku. That Novi Yavi or Eliyahu Novi is taken to Tishvi. It's not the Eliyahu, but if in Tishvi is going to come, I'll be in the parrot. Okay. Don't know. That's a digression on a digression. So that's my get out of that. I don't know. Okay. Now, this idea that the Tzaddikim and Ochotame is not just the Medrash, it's also echoed by the Ramban and also the Sefer Chinuch. It's Kivrei Tzaddikim and not Metame. Now, true, yeah. But it could be that there was no roof to it. I don't know exactly. Yeah, it could be there was no flat as well. I don't know what the Beit HaSurim was like. Maybe there was no roof. Yeah. And by the way, I don't think it, when it says picked him up, it could be a chotz as well. But it could be also that he put the mitzvah on his shoulder. No. Either way, you'll kash the kasha. Yeah. Same kasha. Yeah. Okay, let's press on. Now, so we've got a good proof that the Kohen can go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. But on the other hand, there seems to be very strong proof that Kivrei Tzaddikim are in fact one of these proofs. The first is the posting bomb proof. This is the comment that the supposer has made. Like, my patron vomits here, Kuf Yudal, in paragraph 4a. V'chein motzinu, k'sher rekoibes Rabbi Akiva, when they buried Rabbi Akiva, ha-yodoyche, Eliyo Anovi was pushing Rabbi Yeshua away, she-omalei v'chein ho-koyen, omalei, and he said, Tadik, and he said, this is not how I am. He said, this is not how I am. But the real reason why the Kohen Eliyahu Novi was allowed to go in the Bimatami was the Fishoy Mace Mitzvah. Because the Kiva was a Mace Mitzvah. What is the definition of a Mace Mitzvah? In my favorite, he was stranded there, a mace in prison. You've got to deal with the burial. Even a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is allowed to deal with a Mace Mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva had the status of a Mace Mitzvah. The Fisho Yureim, the Kavrish, the Maharugi Malchus. Because he was course, one of the 10 Harugim Malchus. And therefore, the deal was, the din on the Harug Malchus was, you don't have to bury him. But part of the punishment was that the mace is left unburied. And therefore, he had to say this to the mace minister. And therefore, there's no halakhic problem, there's no raya from there that Kibre Tzadikim are not Matamim. Another raya, a famous raya. This is the Gemara in Sukkah. This is the Gemara which deals with Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, where people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, listen, we were Tomei first time around, we were Tomei Pesach Sheni, and therefore, we want to do it again, we want to have the chance to celebrate Pesach again. That's Pesach Sheni. Now, there's the Gemara in Sukkah. Why were they Tomei first time around? There's the Gemara, Vayihi Anoshim, Asher Yitzneim Nefesh Odom, Oysum Anoshim Lihoyi. Who were these people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu? Answers the Gemara, one answer the Gemara gives, Noisei Aroinei Shal Yosef Hoyi. They were the people who carried the Aron, the mitzvah, the coffin of Yosef. Now, this is a tzaddik. Now, we quite freely give affirmations to people who couldn't tzaddikim, goyim, etc. But Yosef HaTzaddik is undisputed. And he is called a tzaddik. And yet, the people who carried his aura were tzaddik. So you've got a very strong raya. Because Kibre Tzaddikim are certainly are tzaddik. And there's another raya. Another raya, we turn up the page. This is a very interesting Gemara in Baba Basra. We don't have to go through, there isn't time to go through the whole Gemara. We just read the first line. It's a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Baba Basra, in Kesam Adalab, Rabbi Benoah. His name Rabbi Benoah had become a Tzayim Ma'arta. He had an interesting job. He would go to the Beis HaKloros and he would demarcate graves. And he went into Maros HaMachtela. He matzah the Maros of Avraham. The Gemara tells the whole story. He went to the cave of Avraham Avinu. And he found Ashkechel Eliezer and Avraham the Tzayim. He stayed down there. And he wanted to go in. And then he went to the cave of the Mauritian. Now, the question is, the Gemara got... What was he doing there? Why did he want to, what was he doing? Why did he want to demarcate his grave? So says the Rashbam there, take a look underneath, Rabbi Benoah, Odom Godel V'choshev Hoya. He was a very, very special man. Lefichach mitzilei rishus likonis v'kibre tzadikim. He was allowed to go in to the graves of tzadikim to put signs up, here lies Avraham Avinu, etc. Avon acher lo, but no one else was allowed to do so. Amrinon, what it says, Mitzulim, Gedolim, Tzadikim, the Mitzosom, Yosef, the Chayen, Tzadikim are more God, they're greater in their death than in their life. And therefore, you can't just come go into the Kibre Tzadikim. Voyen Yechnas to Ma'orot, he would go into the cave, Umoide Midas Orkham of the Tzimim, he would go and measure the internal measurements of the cave there, the Achakach Moed Machos, then he would measure the external measurement, the Negdon, but also Shom Tziyut, he would put up a Makteva, made of lime, to be lahakir bochum atuma, to make people aware that this place is homet, below yobu tahara derech kan, below yael ala keda. The people should not be mitame, they shouldn't sort of accidentally walk across the grave and become tome. Now whose graves are we talking about? Avraham Avinu, the Ovo, Moras HaMachpela. We haven't got greater tzaddikim than that. And yet, he would go in and he would make sure he would demarcate the graves to make sure the people wouldn't become tame. So there's a clear raya, the Kibre Tzadikim and the tame. The Gemara talks about Avraham. Avraham. What? The Yaakov is there. Yeah. Van on the corner. Yeah, it's a good horror. I hear you. There are others that look at it in a different way. The Yaivas learned that the Noah was marking the graves not to keep the Tahirim away or even Kohan away, but rather, on the contrary, to attract the crowd. Right, so we want to have big signs up, you know, in Sfas or wherever, and we want to attract the crowd. So there's different explanations, but the majority of the Shulchan learn the Pashat Pshat is he wanted to make sure people weren't Matamim himself. So you see, So we have three very strong makaras that Kivrei Tzadikim are in fact metame. Number one, that Elyonov's only dispensation to go in to bury Rabbi Akiva was because he was a mes mitzvah. Number two, the people at Pesach Sheni, they were the reason why they were tame was because they were carrying the oren of Yosef Atzadik. And lastly, Rav Binah, who was demarcating the graves of Avram and the Avos, and in order to lechera to keep Kohanim and others away. Okay, now, so it seems clear that to actually be matame, to touch the mace, to go in Tumas Ohel or Noset, is often. But what about attending the actual Leviah itself? You can't go to the grave like I might say. But is there any difference between attending the Leviah of a tzaddik, for a Kohen? Because the Leviah itself could be treated differently to some later point going to visit the Kedah. So how do we look at that? Now, like I mentioned to you before, in 1920, when the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe passed away, many Lubavitcher Chassidim went to the Leviah, and they were metame. And Moshe Dov Rifkin, the Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'das, and the Lubavitcher Chassid, wrote an essay to try and justify it. And he quoted a Yerushalmi in Nozir, a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Nozir asked the question. It's our question. Kohen mal sheyitame lechvoid rabbi. Is a Kohen allowed to be metame in honor of his Rebbe, to go to his Rebbe's Leviah? That's the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara doesn't answer it. So it leaves it unanswered. And what's the general rule? If you've got a question, which is a sofek, you don't know the answer, so we apply the general rule as follows. If it's a sofek which involves a deraisa, we're machmir. And if it's a rabbanon, we're meitur. So the question is this. When a Kohen is Matame, is that Deraisa or is that Derabonah? The Chayra, we would say, is Deraisa. We quoted a pasuk before, Nefesh lo yitama ba'amov, it's a Deraisa. But the Raiva there in the Hilchos Nozir says that nowadays it's only a Derabonah. Why? Because Kohanim generally are Tomei nowadays. It must be that they were once in a hospital, and it must be that they're Tomei nowadays. So for a Kohen who is already Tomei, to further Matame himself is only Mr. Drabonah. That's what the Rav is now. If that's the case, then nowadays it's the style of the Drabonah, the Sophic Drabonah Lukula, the Chari will be okay. That's the Rav. The trouble is that the Rav is a Das Yochid, and most would learn that a Kohen nowadays in Matame is in fact a Doraisa, and therefore Sophic Doraisa Lukum, and we don't rely on it. And others learn different Pshat in the Rav anyway. Even, you know, if you follow the Ravid, Rekiv Eger learns Pshat in the Ravid that there's no Issa Deraisa, there's no Malkus if it's already Tomei. But there's still an Issa Deraisa to further him the Tomei himself. He learns Pshat in the Ravid differently. Okay, Seder. So that's the first Shaila of the Gemara. But the mother's alive. Kain is already... Why the mother's alive? Let's see. If there's a mason hospital. Okay, what can you do? Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, by the way, there are signs. I remember when I was in Shiva, you see when you go past, I remember